The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. And of course, if you're a regular listener at all, you know what that means. Fridays, we open the phones wide open and we can talk about basically anything. We can discuss whatever's on your heart, your mind, questions that you have, things that you believe we need to discuss, or maybe you just want to let off some steam and get some things off your chest. Well, we give you the opportunity to do that. 877-BOB-LIVE is the telephone number. 877-262-5483. Well, we woke up this morning learning of another horrible tragedy, a mass shooting, this time in Indianapolis. Eight people dead, at least two people clinging to life in the hospital. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and that happened before there was any confrontation between the shooter and police. When they entered the building, evidently from what we're learning, he immediately shot himself. Began shooting at just randomly at people in the parking lot of the FedEx facility right by the airport. If you have driven through or around Indianapolis on Highway 70, you have seen the massive FedEx facility there right by the Indianapolis airport. In fact, for quite some time, Highway 70 was closed in both directions because of the shooting. Anyway, last evening we knew very little. Early this morning we knew very little. But now we are learning that police have identified the shooter as a 19-year-old teenager. 19 years old is still a teenager. Police have spent the day at his home, searching the home, taking out computers and so forth. And at this point, there is no clue about a motive. It is being reported by some Indianapolis news sources that the mother of the shooter had reported her son to the police concerning her concerns about violence. In other words, the police had been warned, at least by family members and possibly by others, about the potential for violence. with this this young man. So at this point, we know the name, but I'm not even going to mention the name. Eight people are dead, including the shooter. Two are in critical condition in the hospital. Other people were wounded but treated and released from the hospital. And we have no clue what the motive was. It does not seem that it was personal because he was just shooting at random people in the parking lot, and then he entered the facility where he continued to shoot, and when police arrived, he shot himself. I am going to speculate, maybe I shouldn't, but in almost, and I'm going to say almost because just because I'm not aware of any exceptions, but in almost every case where this is a young person involved in a mass shooting, it has been found that they were addicted to violent video games. Is that the case here? I have no idea. Do I have any proof of that? Nope. Readily admit it. I am just saying. And in fact, I don't know of any exception. I'm not going to say in every case because I'm not certain of that, but I can truthfully say in almost every case where a young person is involved in a mass shooting, it was discovered, among other things, that they were addicted to extremely violent video games. Will that be the case here? I don't know, but I have been saying this now for years. If we're going to spend millions and millions of dollars on commissions and studies and research, let's put some money out, federal money, state money, to examine the effects of violent video games on young minds. Now, does everybody who plays violent video games end up mass shooters, mass killers? No, of course not. But on the other side, almost all who do involve themselves in mass slaughter, they do have a history of being addicted to violent video games. And I hate to say this, I really do, and I hesitate to, but eight people dead. Will there be any protests? No. Will there be any riots in Indianapolis tonight? No. No. It doesn't fit the political narrative of the radicals. I say this cautiously, I say it carefully, but I say it truthfully. Eight people are dead. Well, many cases, one person dies, and there's night after night after night of violence and riots and burning and looting and demands for something to be done. Yeah. It has to fit into a particular political narrative that confirms radical purposes. That's when, and I've said it many times, and it hurts me to say it, but it's true. In our culture and our society, all lives are not equal. If you're a certain color and you die under certain circumstances, your life really isn't that important. On the other hand, if you are of a certain color and you die under certain circumstances, then your life becomes extremely important. It is a bizarre fact in our culture today. We mourn the loss of life, pray for the families. Those folks just went to work last night. They work at FedEx. They went off to work to support themselves, support their families. I am positive not one of them did not expect to come home when their shift was over. Life is fragile. Life is uncertain. Live every day to the fullest. And as my father-in-law used to say, and it is so true, live every day as if it is your last, because one day it will. Pray for the families of these folks that were killed so violently last night in Indianapolis. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 90 people arrested in Operation 614. Tell you about it when we return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And we're going to go to the phone. It's Open Phone Friday. And I want to get to the phone, but I've got to give you just really quick, and just take a minute, this story. Operation 614 operated out of the Ohio Attorney General's office. It was a sting operation against sexual predators. The Ohio Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force handled the actual arrests. And Wednesday and Thursday of this week, 93 people were arrested who were trying to purchase sex. 225 people responded to online ads, and 93 people were arrested. In addition to that, 53 victims of human trafficking were identified and were given help. 53 victims of human trafficking were identified and referred to social services. Columbus Division of Police, Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Delaware County Sheriff's Office, the Attorney General's Office, and a whole host of other organizations involved in this sting operation. And when it was all said and done, in just 2 days, 93 people were arrested in sexual sting operations emanating from the Ohio Attorney General's Office. Good for our Ohio Attorney General. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and oh my goodness, I didn't see who it was, or I might not have actually gone to the phones, because it's that Paul guy who says he's says he's from Grove City. Who knows where he's from? But since I went ahead and pushed the button, I'm going to go ahead and take the call. I'll probably regret it, but... Hey, Paul, how are you, man?
Hey, my buddy, my pal. Good afternoon, my Friday phone friend.
Yeah, how are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing wonderful. I may have to watch what I say. I just had three people, young people from my church, told me, I told them I was going to be on with you, so I'll try to be at the level... headed with you as I can, my buddy. So,
well, if they're listening, I'm going to tell them the truth about you.
Yeah, they're well, the one is our worship leader and his wife, and another one from the worship team, and they're good people. They're can I say their names real quick?
Sure, you can.
Really embarrass them.
Sure.
All right, it's Sam, Lucia, and Addie. So yeah, if they're out there listening, bear with what I maybe will say, guys. So.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, what's on your mind today, Paul?
Well, before I get into the subject I'm calling about, Bob, because it is about what you just got off the air with, but the guy yesterday that you had at 4, that was, if anybody can podcast that guy, what's his name, Piper?
Piper. Everett yeah. Piper, yeah.
That was the fastest half hour of practical teaching or, the guy could have been a preacher for all, but.
Well, he is. Really, he is a preacher. He was president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, I think, for 17 years. He has pastored in the past. He is a preacher. And, man, he puts it out. He says exactly what we need to hear. His voice needs to be heard today. Are you there? Did we lose you? Paul. We lost Paul. What'd you do, Jeff? You hang up on him or something? We lost Paul. It wasn't on our end. So, Paul, if you're listening, call back and I'll get you in on the next segment. I have no idea. He just kind of went away. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he didn't pay his cell phone bill. We were just talking about Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. In Operation 614, 93 people taken off the street in sex trafficking crimes. He also has spoken out very forcefully against court packing, otherwise known as the U.S. Supreme Court expansion. He was very vocal about it, and that is great. He said, in part, the court's orders are followed because the court is seen as legitimate, even when we don't like a particular decision. Tampering with a court to drive political outcomes will dismantle that legitimacy. I support the Keep 9 Amendment because it will forever take the threat of court packing off the politician's table. I don't know that I've mentioned this to you, but some Republicans and even a couple of Democrats have introduced a Keep 9 amendment to the United States legislature, and it would add to the Constitution of the United States, quote, "The Supreme Court of the United States shall be composed of 9 justices." It's been that way for 156 years. And the only reason to change it right now, the only reason to change it is for political power. That should never be a reason to tamper with the Supreme Court. All right, we'll be back. It's Open Phone Friday.